This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. PM Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. PM Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, yesterday said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it. On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubb highlighted that India has been applying values-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubb said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusions and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. PM Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rules-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. They underlined the importance of redoubling efforts to reach the Sustainable Development Goals and the importance of global cooperation against the challenges of climate change and loss of biodiversity. Welcoming the landmark free trade agreement between India and the European Union that concluded in the India-EU summit on 27th January, both leaders acknowledged the immense and mutually beneficial opportunities for both parties of increased trade and investments, including for the India-Finland bilateral relationship. PM Modi will address a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation today morning through video conferencing. Under this theme, 8 different webinar sessions are being held covering 4 major sectors: agriculture, animal husbandry and dairying, fisheries and rural livelihoods. The post-budget webinar will focus on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. It will also deliberate on the opportunities offered by Bharat Vistar, the AI-powered digital public infrastructure for agriculture. The sessions will also deliberate upon private sector investment and entrepreneurship in the animal husbandry value chain, integrated development of reservoirs and Amrit Sarovars for fisheries, strengthening coastal fisheries value chains and expanding market access for products made by rural women entrepreneurs through self-help entrepreneurs marketing avenues for rural transformation, she marts. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham. World number 12 Lakshya defeated Hong Kong's Nangkal Long Angus 21-19, 21-23, 21-10 in the pre-quarterfinals. Lakshya will face China's 6th seed Li Shifeng in the last 8 clash today. The Embassy of India in Doha will remain open on Friday and Saturday for providing consular services, in particular renewal of passports on Tatkal basis. In a notice, the embassy informed that 24/7 helpline has been made available for any assistance in view of the current situation. The helpline numbers are +974 5564 7502 and +974 5536 2508. And that is the end of this news bulletin.